which seemed ironic to me. The reason she didn't like them is because she'd been taught that the Bible is anti-happy birthday. I said, Florence, what are you talking about? She said, well, there are only two birthday parties ever mentioned in Scripture, and they both led to bad. She said, King Xerxes, the king of Persia, had a birthday party, and it was a drunken mess, and he was showing off to his friends, so he demanded his wife to come in and do some Victoria's Secret modeling. And his wife said no, she would not do that, which quite embarrassed the king, and his advisors said, you can't let that stand because every wife in Persia will now think she can tell her husband no. So King Xerxes dumped his wife and held a beauty contest to replace her. You can read the rest of the story in the book of Esther. My 99-year-old friend looked at me and she said, now John, you can't say that that was a good birthday party. And I agreed. Florence then said, the other mention of her birthdays in the Bible is King Herod, when he threw a party for himself and he got loaded with all the guys who were there, and his stepdaughter came in and did some dirty dancing, and the king wanted to reward her, so he promised her anything she wanted up to half of everything that he had. And at her mother's urging, the stepdaughter asked for the head of John the Baptizer on a platter, which, to protect his reputation as a man of his word, the king reluctantly allowed. Florence then sat back and said, and that is why celebrating birthdays is clearly ungodly. And I said, well, Florence, I think actually those are two very good examples of why God said, don't drink too much. I said, the Bible is not against having birthdays, Florence. It's not against celebrating birthdays. And she said, prove it. I said, okay, how old was Methuselah when he died? She said, 969. I said, 969 what? She said, he was 969 years old. I said, how do you know that? She said, it's in Genesis. I said, how did he know that? She said, know what? That's how old he was. I said, right, but how do you know how old you are unless you're keeping track of your birthdays? I said, how old was Moses when he died? And she said, 120. And I said, how did he know that? And she said, that's how old he was. I said, how old was Jesus when he went to the temple? And she said, 12. I said, 12 what? He was 12 years old. How old was Jesus when he started his ministry? She said, 30. I said, 30 what? She said, yes, John, I understand. They counted their birthdays. I said, right, and if they all did, and if Jesus did, it must be okay for us to do that too. I said, birthdays are good for you, Florence. In fact, I've heard the more you have, the longer you live. We are celebrating a birthday of sorts today. 20 years ago, on the last Sunday of October, 1999, we moved into this brand new building. It was brand new. We had spent the spring and the summer of 99 building it, and it was great. It was so great. This building was bigger than anything we'd ever imagined. It was more useful than we had hoped. The roof was greener than any roof we'd ever seen before. And so many people would drive by here every day. I used to sit in the office and just look out and count the cars that would go by. One of the things our congregation has always said is that thousands of people were led to Jesus in the first century because thousands of people were taught. And the reason thousands are not being led to Jesus today is because thousands are not being taught. So we built this building thinking if we build it, they might come. And we moved into this building on Halloween, October 31st, 1999, and we've had a chance since to interact with thousands and thousands of people over the past 20 years. I got a note from a good guy who joined us, wandered in soon after we opened up the building. He wrote this letter to us. He wrote, congratulations on reaching the milestone of 20 years in the High Street building. Think of the people who never had a connection to God, who can now thank Willowbrook for connecting them to him. Well done, Willowbrook. Well done indeed, 20 years. Here are some of the numbers. We have met together for 1,038 Sundays. It could have been 10,000, could have been 1,040 Sundays, but we had two snow days where we had to cancel. That means that we have prayed about 3,000 prayers together. We have sung about 6,000 songs together. We have served over 100,000 cups of grape juice. And we have stacked or unstacked 400,000 chairs in the past. I'm not joking. Those are real numbers. Plus, we owe the people serving in the nursery and toddler rooms 117 hours in overtime. It also means that you've listened to a lot of sermons, which would include about 10,000 verses of scripture, 5,000 footnotes, 1,000, I'm almost done here, and like two or three jokes that weren't funny. Maybe the other way around, maybe two or three that were. I asked a friend who's been here almost all 20 years what he thought was the funniest joke ever. And he said it was the skunk family that had twins. One of their twins liked to play outside, one of their twins liked to play inside, so they named their skunks in and out. And one day, both sons went out to play, but after a while, out came in and in stayed out. And the mother sent out to bring in. And out came back in with in almost instantly, and the mother said, "How did you find your brother so quickly?" And out said, "Instincts." The other joke that my friend thought was funny was about the guy who was out in the forest and he found a suitcase and he opened it up and there were three skunks inside it. So he called 911 and he said, "I just found three skunks in a suitcase. What should I do?" And the operator said, "Well, are they moving?" And the guy said, "I don't know, but that would explain the suitcase." My friend thought those were the two jokes that I've told that are pretty good in the past 20 years. My former friend thought that those were the two jokes that I was kind of funny with. And I had to wonder afterwards if it wasn't kind of Freudian that he thought my best jokes were about things that stink. Nonetheless, we have met in this building for a lot of Sundays over the past 20 years, and we wanted to commemorate that today, and we have some pictures to show you. I invite you, as we watch these set of slides, see if you can recognize anyone. See if you recognize yourself in some of these, where you might look a little different. But most of all, see if you can recognize God's hand in these pictures, because God has done a bunch of good with us while we've lived in this building.